Hare Krishna. The 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is entitled Attaining the Supreme. Arjuna asks 8 questions at the very beginning of the chapter to Krishna. The first 7 questions are answered by Krishna in terms of very terse definitions in just 2 verses. In 2 verses, he finishes 7 questions and he reserves the rest of the entire chapter for the 8th question, which is the most important question. Not that the others are not important, but in this chapter he wishes to focus on this one theme. And the question that Arjuna has asked is, how can a person who is self-controlled know you at the time of death? That's such an important question because, believe it or not, we're all going to die one day. So the Bhagavad Gita teaches us and prepares us for the perfect death. The purpose of life is to prepare for death. The purpose of death is to prepare for an eternal residence with Krishna in the spiritual world. Death is much like an examination. In a school, children are sometimes given examinations. Imagine that you have an exam, but you don't know when it's going to come. It's a surprise test. And it could come any time without notice, so we have to be prepared. So death is like that. It will come unannounced. In some cases, it comes announced, like it did in the case of Maharaj Parikshit. He got 7 days' notice. But we may not all be fortunate enough to do that, to receive that. So the Bhagavad Gita emphasizes that we have to live our life in such a way that we will be able to remember Krishna with devotion at death. And that's not an ordinary thing to do, because at death one is afflicted by enormous pain. The mind is distracted by so many bodily inconveniences and so many other things that the mind is absorbed in at the time of death, which spontaneously attract the mind away and take it away from Krishna. Gauri Prabhu was mentioning a year or two ago about one devotee in whose village in India an old man was about to pass away. He was a wealthy man, had a big family, a big business and everything. And as he was about to leave this world, his family members gathered around him and there was the usual grieving and so on. And at that time, he was asked if he had any last desires. And then he noticed at the corner of his eye, it was a rural setting, that one of the cows in the family cowshed was nibbling away at a broom that had been kept on the floor. And he, somehow or the other, with great difficulty, brought on every ounce of his energy and spoke in a loud voice. And he said, look, this cow is eating away a broom and you people are not even doing anything about it. How will you take care of my estate after I am gone? And then he died. So he was worried about the broom. He was worried about the estate. So even if one tries at the very last minute to think of Krishna, it's not possible. We cannot cheat Krishna. Our mind will naturally get absorbed in whatever it has been absorbed in throughout life. Therefore, it is necessary for us to practice remembering Krishna throughout our life. Only then will it be possible for us to remember Krishna with devotion when the time comes to die. And even if death comes unannounced, we will still be able to spontaneously think of Krishna. And sometimes people ask, what if a devotee dies in sleep? Not a problem. Just as when you work out in a job, you are paid for 30 days even though you work only 25 days or something like that. But if somebody were to say that, well, you know, I'm not working for 5 days, I work for 25 days and you pay me 30 days salary, so I'll stop working, but you pay me 5 days salary anyway because you were not paying me that even when I was not working. Will any employer heed that? No. Because the reason he's getting those 5 days salary without working is that he's working those other 25 days. So similarly, if one has in one's wakefulness, in state of wakefulness, thought of Krishna diligently, one has cultivated Krishna consciousness faithfully, then even if death comes in one's sleep or when one is unconscious or in an accident or whatever, then one is protected. One is given due credit for all the remembrance and service that one has done. So therefore, the fact that death can come any time is one very important realization that is given to us in the scriptures. And all human beings, whatever their age, are intended to be ever ready. Whenever death comes, Krishna, yes, we are ready. Think of you with devotion and leave this world. That is a very somber and yet very important message that Krishna is giving us in this 8th chapter. Prepare for your last moment and start thinking of me with devotion now. Hare Krishna.